This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
So you spoke to people at this thing.
Put moron number two on the phone.
A man of the people.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, nice show. I like the look of this one, Pat.
Yeah.
Dill Buckley joining us. Of course, he's in the Carlton draft.
Mm-hmm.
A former Blue and Giant, but also doing amazing work in the podcast space.
Wow.
Guernsey Cash. Did I hear that it went off this morning?
No.
Is it? Did someone tell me that? I was in a shop or something. I reckon someone said that it's just gone off.
No. That would be Marty in the morning. They do a different tactic.
I know, but songs. Was there 10 off this morning?
Certainly this
in
week.
This week. Righto, well, this person was adamant. So well done to Marty in that Brekkie show down there. Now also Tommy Gleeson joins us. Of course, we've got the Comedy Festival coming up.
We have, Jim.
Great friend of the show.
Yes.
So I like what this one's building towards. As I say hello to you, Fat.
And I've got a joke. It's about you.
I don't reckon that'll be funny.
And it's from one of the listeners.
The unfunniest part of an otherwise amazing show.
Oh, Dills. Beautiful day.
Yes.
Not really. It was cold this morning.
No,
I had to be up early.
Out there, Fat. What are you talking about? It's magnificent.
Jim, I've got a question for you.
Go on.
Who wins Brisbane and Collingwood the Gabba Thursday night?
I know.
It's a big game, isn't it?
Whoever
for both
doesn't
sides.
Is 0-3 or 0-4 for the reigning Premier. Like, it's just ridiculous.
It is unbelievable.
I keep thinking Collingwood are going to get their act together.
Yeah.
They're too good a side, too well coached. They've got to get their act together at some stage, but whether it's going to be at the Gabba.
At the Gabba, Jim.
Yep.
They've had a week off too, Brisbane, so that'll be interesting. So that is a big game.
I'm looking forward to it. It is a huge game.
And then the two Good Friday games, that's good.
Yes.
Will it be a Good Friday for North or a Good Friday for Carlton?
Well, Carlton come in very warm favourites. I like what North did early in that game. They've just got to sustain it.
Tell you what they'll do. They'll start well. North will start well and then Carlton will win. So there's if you like to have a little...
Okay then, Fat.
A little flutter. Betting responsibly. Speaking about
as always.
Here's our white tea. They send all your tax automatically to the taxman. Superman.
Weatherman.
And you could win that magnificent leather... Neverland store.
Neverland.
Just an
Weatherman,
idiot fault.
Superman, Leatherman.
Batman.
Tuman.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. We're not sure.
Not quite right.
Not right.
Tell you what he's good at.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Let's talk a bit of sport on.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it.
Yeah, good. Robot Building Supplies. Oh, yeah. Robots got it, Bill, and you've got the wrap.
I have. Thank you, Robot. Exterminate. Two big Fords before the tribunal tonight, Jimmy boy. Yes, Peter Wright. How many do you reckon? Three or four? Peter Wright? No.
Not that many.
Right. It's three. No. Let's settle on three. 5:15. So that's only an hour and 9 minutes away. And then Max King also.
Yes.
He's going up. That was interesting. A late bump.
Yep.
No need for it. So that'll go at about 6:30. So we'll watch that with interest.
We will, Bill, yeah.
Tom Powell has signed a 2-year contract extension. Pick 13 in the 2020 draft and playing good
footy. And brilliant on the weekend.
He was. And the week before, I reckon, too.
He's going very nicely. It's good.
Good on him. So 2 years there. More good news for the Roos. Georgie Wardlaw is the round two rising star.
Yeah, very, very good he was too. He's going to be, once his body catches up with his talent, he will be extraordinary, George Wardlaw. He's just, he missed so much footy in his 18th year. He's doing a bit of catch up, but I love him.
That's his second nomination, by the way. No. Got one last year and he got one this year.
Sheepers.
That looked good.
Didn't know that was possible.
Yeah good on the resume.
Yeah.
Well, probably not. They'd say, why didn't you win it? You nominated twice. What about Essendon midfielder Sam Durham?
Yes.
Has signed a four-year contract.
Player.
Yes. 4 years.
Good on him.
Geez, he'd be signing that. Give me the pen, whack, sign that.
Why? He's saying well, he doesn't deserve a 4 year.
That's a good contract. Yeah,
he's
4 years.
A good player, Sam Durham.
Yeah, well done to him. Good on your
side. Oh, Fats damning him with faint praise.
Not. Yep. Tom Duday.
Duday, yes.
Made his return, like we spoke about this, from ACL last week in Brisbane's VFL match, Jim.
Yep.
Well, I've been, little birdie told me, pulled up a little bit sore. We'll just see how he goes this week. If he gets through training, I think he might play Thursday night. He's got to get through training, Jim. Mm-hmm. Watch Tommy, because he's one of our favourites now.
That's what they do at training. Yeah, it's moving their arms real quick.
Yep.
I got a little bit of a heads up here, Jim. I'm not sure if I should go with this, but the Australia versus India, the fixture has been released for the upcoming Australian summer of cricket, Jim. Okay. Yes. But it's embargoed.
Embargoed.
Which you can't not let talk. Say.
Right, so why bring it up then?
Well, it's 6:30. But I can reveal a couple of things, okay, Jim? Australia will play India.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's it.
And
first test in Perth?
No, the Boxing Day test match will be played in Melbourne.
On the 26th?
On Boxing Day. Right. There you go. There's a couple of things I can give you, Jim.
Well, I think they've already confirmed the first test match is in Perth. So we can go with that.
It's embargoed. Jim?
It's already out there, Bill.
It's embargo, shush. Nathan Cleary will miss up to a month of action. He's done his hammy again in the NRL.
He has.
Don't get lazy, Rabs.
Rugby league.
Thank you. The Socceroos take on Lebanon again tonight in Canberra. Oh, the kebab joints will be busier tonight. Don't worry about that. Oh, yeah, Canberra World Cup qualifier. They're going well, the Aussies.
Yep.
The Socceroos. So good luck there. Yes. And guess what started today?
Good luck there. Yep.
The Rip Curl Pro at Bell's Beach. Bell's. Down in Torquay starts
Winky
today.
Winky Pop?
Well, not yet. I think it's just at Bell's.
Right. Sometimes they have to head down the coast of Winky.
Yeah, I know. Or down a bit further to
get the waves thereafter.
Surf's Beach, I think it's called. but I've had a look this morning.
Now, the creamy, have you had any of the big surfers in?
But it's good swell, Jim.
Right.
Good swell. 1 metre, maybe 1.5 metres.
Righto.
Good for the goofy foot. And
no,
probably
it's not. Bell's is a natural foot break.
I think the goofies come in from the other side, Jim. And no barrels today, so no one in the green room. No one in the green room, Jim. There's
what
no barrels.
What are we dealing with?
Well, I say I can do every sport. Yeah. Surfing.
Hey, you're just saying words.
Yeah, goofy and green room and barrels. that is all.
That probably finishes up the wrappy, I reckon. Yeah.
Hey, if you are a Richmond or a Sydney fan, give us a call right now, 1-333-53, if you think you are smarter than Bill.
Well, that's everyone.
And you can win yourself an overnight stay at Pullman on the Park with parking and breakfast included for two people, a pass to Salt. That's a little private gym. Dean Solomon opened up that, by the way.
Nice.
And two tickets to Richmond versus Sydney this Sunday, March 31.
Mm. So you'd stay down Saturday night, have a good night at the Pullman.
Oh, look at them. Come for us.
Oh, Papa!
1-333-53. Give us a call. Yeah. Pullman on the Park, positioned perfect to Melbourne's home of sport, pullmanonthepark.com.au. If you think you're smarter than Bill, give us a call now.
As I said, that's pretty much everyone.
Good luck.
That is everyone.
That is everyone. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. What have you banned in the house? Have you banned anything? Banned anything? Banned it?
Right now, your chance to win an overnight stay at Pullman on the Park with parking, breakfast included for two people, a pass to Salt, and two tickets to Richmond versus Sydney. That's happening Sunday, March 31, with this.
Think you're smarter than the Rush Hour's Billy Brownless?
I don't think there's ever been a man with less actual knowledge.
Prove it.
So I am actually half clever.
As we play, are you a bigger deal than Bill?
So, we've got Kyle's on the phone from East Bentley. Hi, Kylie.
Hey, JB, how are you?
I said before, and we had thousands of people ringing straight away, are you smarter than Bill? Well, that pretty much includes everybody. Kyle's, and absolutely. I've got a good feeling about you. Now, who do you support, please?
The Swannies.
Oh, very, very nice. And what job are you doing?
Work at a school.
Nice.
Do you have a partner?
I do.
Oh, because I could have come along with you to the Pullman. Kylesy?
I was thinking of taking my 81-year-old mum, but maybe.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
Maybe not.
Oh, that's the Pullman's magnificent, by the way. So you get to stay there.
Yep.
And then go down to the footy.
Sounds great.
All right, but you got to be smarter than Bill.
She's under pressure, Kyles.
Here we go.
If you get beaten by me.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good, Kyles. That actually would not be good. Right. So five questions.
What do we do? Yell out a name.
First in, if you know the answer. And it won't be if you're at home listening or in the car listening.
Mm-hmm.
It won't necessarily be the voice you hear. It's the voice I hear.
Oh, Jim.
That's how it works.
Jeez, don't, you're not cheating.
That's how it works.
Oh, I bet you. All right.
So I've got Kyle's
right.
And fat.
And fat.
So what I need to hear is if you know the answer, you scream out Kyle's.
Or
and if
fat.
You know the answer, you need to scream out fat. Are you ready, Kyle's?
I'm ready. I'm
from
ready.
East Bentley?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Who currently leads the Coleman medal with 12 goals?
Coleman medal. Harry Mackay. Kyle's.
No.
Kyle's.
Kyle's. Harry Mackay.
Fat.
Jesse Hogan. Bang! One.
Kyle's.
One fat.
I need you to be better.
Zero. Kyle's.
My All son's right. just not being helpful.
Okay. Here's a question you might be happier with, Kyle's.
Right.
Alrighty. Yep.
Which Sydney Swan was the last to win the Brownlow medal? A legend of the place.
A legend.
Is he a singer?
No.
Tony Lockett.
He won. I'm going to give you a hand with it. He won when he was at St Kilda. So that you had to be playing for the Swans.
Oh, right.
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 And this man was one of the all-timers and might have won it more than once, Kyle's.
Oh.
Oh, my God, mental block. Paul Kelly.
Well, he won it too. But he didn't win it more than once. This man won it more than once. In 03 and 06, Kyle's, I'm giving you no more 03. Help after this.
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, God.
If you're not bad, you're...
Yeah.
Oh.
You've got a first name of Adam. What's that?
Kyle's.
All right. One all.
Oh, ring a ding, Jim.
One all.
I'm on fire.
All right. Here we go. Who is the current captain of the Richmond Football Club?
Fat.
Yes.
Ian Nankervis.
Oh.
Kyle's.
Kyle's.
Toby Nankervis. Toby
Nankervis.
Oh. Yes.
Ian and Bruce
Ian
Nankervis.
Ian and Brucey Nankervis.
Down there at Geelong.
All right. 2-1. Ring a ding.
Oh.
Nearest the pin.
I like this.
Oh, no. How many goals per game
yes.
did Bill Brownless average against the Swans? And it, by the way, the Swans was shocking kick. Shocking kick.
Yeah, it was.
Fat. Right.
Yes, fat.
I'm going to say 2.
2 goals per game. What are you saying, Kyle?
1.
Surely not 1. I'm better than 1.
1.2 goals per game. 18 from 15 games.
I played centre back.
Oh, not. All right, final question.
Righto.
Which movie is this quote from? Listen up.
An alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The golfing one. Yep.
Absolutely no idea.
No, I know. It's their favourite. We play it all the time. Adam Sandler, golfing, and it's...
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Kyle! Oh. Absolutely owned you, fat. 4-1.
Well, she's going to take me.
No, she's not. She's taking your mum.
Nah.
I'm taking
my 81-year-old
mum.
Hey, Kyle, overnight
fun.
Stay at Pullman on the Park, parking and breakfast for 2, a pass to Salt, the private spa retreat,
ooh,
and
nice.
Then 2 tickets to Richmond v Sydney on Sunday, March 31.
Nice.
Nice.
Just nice.
That's a hell of a prize.
Well done, Kyle.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Did you realise Bill was that stupid?
No, I didn't realise I was that stupid.
Well done. Goodbye, you.
Well done, Kyle. Good prize. Well done. We doing that every day?
Not every day, but Pullman on the Park will come back. It's a magnificent hotel, by the way. Pullman, yes, Melbourne on the Park. Position perfect to Melbourne's home of sport. PullmanOnThePark.com.au. Dill Buckley's not too far away.
I like that.
And one of us did a podcast with him yesterday, Bill.
And it's not me and it's already, not you.
No.
It's all entitled ones.
Me.
It's
already taken off.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Just as I was thinking, maybe this would be a good show.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and right now we're joined by former AFL player who's dominating the podcast space, Dill Buckley.
Our next guest played 6 seasons with the Blues and Giants and was often capable of a big bomb.
And Buzz Buckley, standing start, 53 metres from home. Long drop punt, he's got it!
Now on his podcast, Dill and Friends, he's dropping bombs of a different kind.
I wrote a note here and we were getting into, I think Brett and I were getting into an argument in the group chat on the weekend. I just wrote Ruckman off. Like, if I could tap out as much as them and just tap and rap, mate, it's pretty easy. Like, they're not doing much.
Please welcome Dylan Buckley.
Oh, second time in 2 days.
What's going on, you two?
We're best mates.
Oh, no.
Hey, we'll get to that next. What about getting cut short, by the way? 8 seasons, not 6. Eight
seasons.
I count them all.
39 games at Carlton and then 2 at the Giants. 2 good ones.
two great ones.
Two good.
Now, I didn't know, looking at the Carlton draft, we, of course, had Isaac Smith in.
We did.
Koch, we knew. I didn't know Lordo was.
No, playing. That's what I just said.
He's just snuck under the row. He's too old to play footy. No. Lordo.
Oh, he'd like the money. No, he's pretty fit. He's still playing cricket, Jim. Played in a grand final.
There's a difference between playing cricket and, I mean, Dill just played.
No, but if you're a bit older, he can sit in the goal square. He'll kick some goals.
Oh, remember that Legends game?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he used to take it very seriously.
Anyway. And Richie Vandenberg.
Oh, and just it used to just drift off his output in that game, Lordo.
But we've got Dills here anyway.
So Dills is a current star. I like that. You've got someone who's just played.
What are you going to bring to a club, Dills?
I wouldn't say I'm fit, but I did say this actually to Koch on the weekend. And I think that, you know, you win flags and, well, you don't, but you win flags and they...
Sorry.
Yeah, he did. He said you don't.
I said,
which is true.
I said to Koch, mate, if I ran around with, you know, Dustin Martin and Jack Rewald, I probably would have ran around a few too. So I had Dennis Armfield. We'll talk
about
that
today. Yes.
Who else do you have?
Who else? Kate Simpson. He's a
player. Good player. Yeah.
Strapped it on with Juddy in the VFL once or twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just in the VFL.
So I think they've run out of players to actually do the Carlton draft, but I'm happy to be there.
But also you bring people through the gate. That's how you'll get them there. You'll get a big crowd there.
Yeah, it'll be good. So we've got the whole pod community, obviously, hopefully coming down. And I don't know where I'm playing yet.
Excited. Where are you going to play?
Yeah, don't know yet. The draft is obviously coming up.
Would you rather it be local rather than... You don't want to go too far into the country.
I'm a Ballarat boy. Right. Yeah, born in Ballarat. I only lived there for a few years, but I feel like I am entrenched in the rural community, so I wouldn't mind getting out there.
Jimmy down at Ballarat playing and coaching down there, was he?
Yeah, the North Ballarat for a few years, so that's where we were born.
Wow. But no, this will be good. You'll be fit. You'll be fine. You'll be running around and you'll bring them all in. They'll have a good crowd. Then and the idea is to have a good night after it too. A nice little sporty for them.
100%. That's what it's all about. And I think that we've seen with COVID and everything that's happening in footy these days, how special community footy is for towns. It's like going to the church on the weekends. And if we can go and help out any footy club that's gone through a bit of a tough time, whether they haven't won a game or struggling financially, it's going to be a good fun.
So the bar being set by, amazingly for us, Bernie Vince.
Yes.
Kicked 8.
Yes.
8 as an on-baller.
8 goals, 6 or something.
So, Dill, that's a high bar to get over.
As long as I think Kane Corns had 2 touches. So I'm sort of looking at both bars.
Right.
If I can get over 2, I'm happy.
Right. And didn't Bucks do his hammy in the warm-up or the groin?
So he basically didn't play at all.
You should go past him, Dylan Buckley, past Nathan Buckley.
We'd hope so.
Well, nominate your club, thecarltondraft.com.au. Entries close on Friday, that's March 29, to get players like Dill Buckley playing for your football club.
Oh, shit, yeah. No, I like the sound of it. What about the Giants? Where are your allegiance? You're blue because of your old man, obviously, and the family bit, or do you look at the Giants and think, oh, I don't mind what they're up to?
Yeah, jumped on them.
Commercially, it's Carlton's... You know, commanding a few more dollars. But I think I do love the Giants. It's a special part of my heart. And you look at players like Toby Green. I'm on a player called Brent Daniels. I think he's one of the most talented players in the league. If he can get his body right and we put it together, he is a genuine star. And then you look at guys like Callum Brown too, who's come from Ireland and absolutely don't. Like, he's the fittest bloke I've ever seen. So I think the sky's the limit for them this year. I think Carlton obviously had a really big year last year, but playing in Melbourne, it's tough with the media, and sometimes that does play a bit of a role on them. But I think living up in Sydney, the Giants are living in the eastern suburbs now too, so they're having a lot of fun up there and just sliding under the radar.
Well, we discussed this yesterday, didn't we, that Bill discovered Sam Taylor after he was an All-Australian.
Yeah.
I've been following him for a while.
Just said, I'm telling you, boys, this bloke can play after he was an All-Australian.
Connor Iden, he's a good player.
He's from Drysdale.
He's a Geelong boy.
Yeah, he's a Geelong boy.
Played at the Falcons with my boy, Oscar.
There you go. Yeah. He's a good player.
He's a good player. So they interviewed him the other day, and his dad was there. And hadn't seen him for 10 years. I'm just making sure I'm at the right place. On Channel 7, Brian, did you see this?
Yeah, it's special.
His dad had been over America.
Living in the UK.
UK. Yeah. And hadn't seen him for 10 years, and his dad and brother turned up. It was unbelievable.
I knew that from when I was up there. I didn't realise it had been that long, obviously, in the time I wasn't there. But very special. Connor's an incredible kid. And, you know, what he's playing now in his footy, you'd have to fact check this, but I'm pretty sure he was a pick 50 or something like that. So he wasn't guaranteed to be playing as good as he is now. And Jack Buckley, another one.
I'm about to say, there's another. Yes. Jack Buckley was a rookie out of the Neefle. I mean, that is an incredible story.
Unbelievable story. Obviously, you know, son of Ben Buckley, and you'd know well, but he's an incredible kid. One of the most humble, hardworking kids. And look, you know when you say you go to a footy club and they say it doesn't matter where you are, anyone's equal?
Yep.
Not true.
No.
Okay. And he probably wasn't at that level. He was a Category B rookie, as you said. Injuries, form, all those things, and he's an absolute star.
Connor, pick 61.
Pick 61.
That's a good pick.
There you go. I like what they're doing. I mean, good to watch.
Well, I want to know about the podcast you had with himself yesterday, entitled one, and how much he spoke about
what it's done is himself. Tripled his audience, and his audience is already extensive.
Not out yet, Dick.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Backwards.
So the direction you're headed.
Dill Buckley has stuck around. He is taking part in the Carlton Draft 2024 version. Head to thecarltondraft.com.au. Enter your club. Entries close on Friday, JB.
Oh, you're in a very special club too, Dills. First kick, first goal club.
It is. Every time someone says that, I feel like you're more common to do it than not. Do you feel like every second player kicks their first goal or their first kick?
Bill? Well, Fat didn't.
Well, no, I didn't. So I'd just go with it, Dills, and say, yes, that's right.
It was fantastic.
Just go with it.
Started with a high and it just slowly went down from there.
Now tell us, the podcast with yourself and
Dylan Friends.
Mm-hmm. And he's not really a friend, I wouldn't have thought. But how did Jim go? What did you find out?
Oh, he's a friend now, I'd hope to say. But no, Jim was incredible, extremely generous with his time. I know we give him stick, but he was an incredible contributor to the show and amazing story, really, what he's done.
What's amazing?
Well, we couldn't fit it in one episode, but it was sort of a four-part series.
So getting kicked out of school?
Well, you know, he's obviously his cricketing journey, and then he's gone to do what he's done in the media, his time at North Melbourne, saving the club.
I'll tell you what it was, Fat.
Yes.
It was refreshing.
Yes.
This is what it was. You need to listen to this too.
Yeah, right.
To have some respect.
It was refreshing to hear some respect coming the other way out of a microphone. As I sat there and Dills was being very polite, I thought, I haven't had any of this out of you two fat asses for, 8 years with him and 15 with you.
Well, you earn respect.
Yeah.
You earn it.
He hasn't earned it.
No, he hasn't yet. Wish we had Spud's glass eye when this was on. But now tell us, never gets anything wrong. Did that come through?
No, I think he was. There was some good stories. He spoke about you a lot and your relationship. He loves you and all your special times
together.
Did
he say that?
Not really, directly, but it was sort of.
Didn't actually say this. But we were talking. I tell you what, we
does
were.
He love doing. Me or Lisa Moore?
We were talking about the way that podcasting's heading, especially out of the States. Where one of our mutual favourites, Dax Shepherd, and his podcast is called The Armchair Experts, funnily enough. And they have it's just a meandering conversation with these huge names out of Hollywood that goes for sort of an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. So if you're having a long drive, it chews up a lot of time.
Do they cut it up?
Very
or just,
easy to listen to.
Just let it go.
Anyway, Dill said to me, quite nicely, he said to me, how good would that be if, you know, you and Bill could do something, you know, that went like that for an hour? I said, Bill wouldn't last an hour and a half. He can't think beyond 20 minutes.
He's battling after 9 minutes.
No, exactly.
Now.
Do you know what
we're 9
best,
minutes
though?
Into this, and Fat, look, he's already run out of ideas.
He's done.
Look at him.
Do you know how good it'd be if you did that model whereby with that Smartless show, they bring in a guest and they don't say who it is? Could you imagine how many he'd actually know?
No,
it'd be unbelievable. Exactly. So they bring in a guest.
Oh, and you've got to guess who it is.
Well, they come into the studio, you chat about them, but you can't say whether you know them or not. So you've got to sort of bluff your way through it.
How would you go with that, Fat?
How does it work? So they bring in a guest, right?
So Jim will bring in a guest. But if you don't know, you've
don't
just
know.
Got to try and go
work
with
out
it.
Who it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it'd be Bluey. He hadn't got many friends. It'd be Bluey or Sam or any other friends.
You would go. I reckon
you
could last 15 minutes. And then at the end of that, Bill would be looking at me with his terror in his eyes going, I haven't got any more questions.
Nothing.
I'm now done.
Yeah.
Which, Rabs, we see all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. In fact, we famously had Daniel Howe from Hawthorne in. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Was Daniel Howe?
Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah.
And we were pre-recording it, Dill. And we were in this exact scenario, and Fat had – it was back into the season. He'd had enough. Anyway, Daniel Howe came in, and let's have a listen.
What do you reckon the population of Rennie is
in
the 2016 census? 43
people.
That's being generous.
Yeah, do you know them? You'd know them all. You and Bart walk down the street. G'day. Hey, Dan. G'day, Bart. G'day, Bart.
Bart? Hey? Yeah, probably know most of them.
Hey, you would. No doubt about that.
He just completely ran out of gas and just dropped out at half. Daniel Howe thought we were live, so his eyes have literally popped out of his head.
Oh, the worst one was when I was with the other station down there in Geelong, and they brought in
K-Rock, Lock It on the Rock.
Yeah, Lock It on the Rock.
Lock It on the Rock. And they were over at Port Adelaide, their home ground, and they brought in a guest, but the Port Adelaide bloke just brought him straight in into the chair, and I'm looking at me, and he's going, oh, so I got the book, the Bible. I'm going through every player, right? Broadbent, no. I'm going through them all. And I had no idea who it was. And luckily, somebody on the back goes, I think it's whoever it was. And oh, geez, we're shitting ourselves. There's nothing worse. Who's been your best interview?
Oh, best interview. Let me think.
Other than James.
Besides James.
Who you really enjoyed?
How long's it been going? So people need to listen to this, by the way, because it's absolutely brilliant. Dill and Friends, where you get your
best. It's got a whole company called Producey.
No, it is, and that's going fine too. But who have you loved chatting to?
Well, it's been going for about 3 years now. So since I finished, I was doing it while I was playing at the Giants. Wasn't working out too well, so there's a bit of a transition plan there. Good. But I'd have to say my favourite ones of note that, you know, the audience would love, like we had Nathan Buckley on, who was a star. Like what he sort of, the way he sort of transitioned himself from 2018 premiership, leaving Collingwood into who he is now, what he's doing. It's pretty cool.
Bloody hope. Very serious and then found himself.
Yeah, just like a bit of fun, larrikin, just trying to find himself, not pretending to know what he doesn't, and he's really honest with where he's at. Damien Hardwick as well, had him when he left the Tigers.
Yeah.
Didn't think he'd come in because we had it sort of booked, cancelled it. He's like, yeah, we're still on. Throughout that chat, he ended up saying that he's keen to get back into coaching and then went to Gold Coast. So, I don't know. We're not there for news breaking, but we just have long form chats, whatever they want to talk about, they can. And they're two of the ones that were pretty special.
Of course, the son of the great Jimmy Buckley, three premierships at the Blue Baggers back in the good old days.
Late 70s.
Do you remember any of that? No.
I wasn't born around then. Twinkle in the eye. Yeah.
But how is Jimmy? Because everyone, Carlton supporters and everyone, they know Jimmy Buckley and they love Jimmy Buckley.
Mate, as well. He's doing the same as always. I keep thinking sometimes he's going to change, but he doesn't. And sometimes I feel like I'm his dad, to be completely honest. Yep. But no, he's great, mate. He's such an infectious character. Off the piss. Extremely, extremely proud of him. He's
good.
He's done a great job. And if you ever thought that anyone could sort of be able to turn their life around and get off the piss, I wouldn't have thought it would be him, to be completely honest. But I know he's found a sort of new passion in helping other people in that sense too. And, couldn't be more proud
good
of him.
Good on him.
That era of the Blues.
Oh, mate, the best.
Rod Ashman, the Dom.
Yeah, Dom.
Dominator.
McClure.
Ken Hunter. They're superstars.
They were.
And back in the day, Dill, before you were born, had this show called The Winners. And in the West where I grew up, you used to set your clock for 6 o'clock on a Sunday on the ABC.
Yeah.
And every week the Blues were on because they were the dominant force back in the day. And they had superstars everywhere. Everywhere.
Some of the stories, and Bill, I'm sure you've got the same ones, but some of the stories of what they used to get up to is genuinely
not as good.
Incredible.
Geelong ones.
Not as good.
Well, the Prime Minister was a mad Carlton fan.
Yeah, he was.
They used
Malcolm
to have
Menzies.
Malcolm Fraser. Oh, Menzies back in the 60s. Mate, Malcolm Fraser. And they'd go up there to the, what's it called, Jim?
Yeah.
The White House.
Yep.
The White House.
Yes.
Kirribilli. Yeah. And they'd have dinner there and all that.
Oh, mate. He was telling me the other day about this story where they went to London the paint. There's a story where he painted the ground and it ended up staying on there for 3 years. Then they, you know, the Clarko incident.
Oh, yeah.
Then after that, he somehow met David Carradine, who's, you know, the guy from Kill Bill.
Yep.
You guys know who he is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He ended up getting a key to his house, going to LA. Like, they end up becoming somewhat friends. And I don't know, but just the shit he says. I'm like, how does this happen to anyone?
But they were. It just happens. Fat, they were rock stars, weren't they?
Oh, mate.
That Carlton side owned Melbourne. Great. Hey, Dill, good luck with everything, mate. Carlton Draft is going to be fantastic for you. And Dill and Friends, check it out on the podcast. It is brilliant.
Thanks, Bill boys. Buckley on the Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I think if that's like the best networked show, you can get a trophy for that.
Networked show.
Networked show.
Triple M's Rush Hour is award-winning radio.
I can't believe you're going up there to get the Acura Award when I'm putting together this.
I can't.
And the Ford Ranger was awarded Drive's 2023 Car of the Year. Discover why at your local Ford Ranger dealer.
Did I see the email that the Acura nominations are opening?
How are they?
Well, so, Fat, are you going to put another...
No.
No? Submission together?
Once bitten, twice shy.
Well, right. we did put the French pilots in yesterday last year for the best comedy. And
exactly. I can't believe you didn't win with that.
No, I can't either.
So I reckon you just sit down with Matty Haywood.
Yes.
And put your best foot forward have another go at it.
What would it be?
Not sure.
Trying to think.
Idiot file. I think that's quiz. Your finest work.
The quiz. The Saturday Rub quiz.
Speaking of fine work, Rabbits's mate.
Oh, yeah.
The goat.
Yeah, Nath.
Nath Lyon.
And Kezza.
We got the photo.
Ooz. They're all mates of Rabs.
Yes.
Anyway, a listener app, of course, has Willow Talk as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathan Lyon was on Willow Talk and had, because Matty Wade's, of course, just announced his retirement, a very humorous story about playing with Matty Wade.
The best memory I've got of Wadey was a test match. I think it was at the Gabba against India, and Marnus has that little bird on his back to give him luck. And there was a lot of talk around the change rooms that's the reason why Marnus kept getting him dropped. So before the innings, Wadey's in the sitting room and goes, nah, stuff it. I'm only going to get one of the birds, put it on the back of his bat, walked out the bat. Got strangled down leg side, first ball. So so I don't know what that means or anything like that. But and then he just proceeded to walk in, grab all his bats and put him in the bin and was like, oh, I'm done this.
Folks are like that. Cricketers, aren't they, mate? They
very, very superstitious.
Were you superstitious about your bats?
Well, until I worked out that whatever superstition I went with, I kept getting out.
Did you?
So then I just abandoned them. Well, what's the point? You put your left pad on first.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Then you put
stuff,
your right pad on first, and you walk out with the helmet on and off, and you just keep getting out.
What
eventually you realise that there's actually no point having them.
What was your bat sponsor?
Kookaburra.
Or the whole way?
No. Oh. Grey Nichols early. Ooh. Stuart Surridge for a little while, and then Kookaburra.
Oh, SS.
But Kookaburra main one.
Oh, right. You're still getting it, yeah. Nice.
What's his name down there in Moorabbin?
Which one? Watsy, Lee
Watsy. Watsy, he's been there for a long time.
He has been there a long time. Great man. Loves his blues, Watsy.
By the way, we are doing this all thanks to Ford Ranger. The Ford Ranger is Australia's number one selling vehicle, Bill.
It is indeed. The Ranger has evolved from a work vehicle into an essential part of the Aussie life, of course, catering for tradies, families, office workers and adventure seekers, Jim.
Fat, XL, XLS, XLT, Sport, Wildtrak, Platinum and Raptor. How many models?
Oh, there's a lot, and they're all bloody good.
They are. It's a good-looking truck. We keep saying that.
Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it yourself at your local Ford dealer, who might be having one for us to drive around in a couple of weeks as well.
Rebs is getting his own.
A rabbit.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, we had our time again.
Yep.
Wouldn't do it.
No. Time for some Guernsey cash, 10 grand.
Yes, please.
You know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
All right, who we got? Charlie from Launceston. Lonnie.
Charlie boy, how are you, mate?
JB, Fat, how are we, boys?
Good, buddy. Who do you barrack for, the Devils or Essendon?
Essendon currently, but you'll have to ask me again another 4 years, I reckon.
Have you joined up already?
I have, yep.
Well done.
Yes.
What do you do for a living there, Chaswick?
I'm a tiler.
Oh,
tiler,
be busy.
Tiler, yeah. Yeah, flat out at the moment. That's
good
going
for
good.
Your knees, Jim.
Plenty of construction going on, so Charlie's flying along.
And you know your numbers and footballers?
I think I'm okay at it. I just thought I should ring and have a crack and see how we go.
Good. Well, 10 grand's worth having a crack. Here are the rules.
30 seconds on the clock, Charlie. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time. If you get all 10 right, you get $10,000 and your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
Changes your life, Jim. This
10 grand. Well, you know it does.
He can buy some Kit Kat tiles. They're the best ones going at the minute, aren't they, Charlie?
Yeah, sure. No worries, Bill.
All right. You ready, Chaz?
Come on, Chaz.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Here we go. Jake Collegesny, Geelong.
Eight.
Ryan Lester, Brisbane.
Pass.
Richie Vandenberg, Hawthorn.
Oh, pass.
Dylan Buckley, Carlton.
Pass.
Nathan Kruger, Collingwood.
Three.
Lewis Roberts Thompson, Sydney.
Oh, geez, pass.
Aaron Hamilton, Kilda.
13.
Brett Ebert, Port Adelaide, the head.
33.
Oliver Hollands, Carlton.
Oh! Ah, bugger. Six, was it? Last one?
Goodness. Geez, it was some passing there, Chaz.
Yeah, yeah. Chaz.
Yeah, I'm praise boys. Sorry about that.
I'd go back to tiling, mate. Oh. Back to the tiles for you, Charles.
The Kit Kat tiles, yeah, Fat Riggins.
Well, he only got two, idea. Jimmy.
Righto.
Ryan Lester, 35. Richie Vandenberg, 21 and 35. Dylan Buckley, 7. Nathan Kruger, Collingwood, 15. Lewis Roberts Thompson, 30. And Aaron Hamill was 2. Oh,
Sammy Hamill. We loved him.
You got 2 right, old Charles.
A bit disappointed, but cheers for the go anyway, boys. Appreciate
go
it.
Go empty-handed down exactly. There in Lonnie.
Yeah.
We'll give you some new going-out threads, mate. A $200 Neverland store voucher is headed your way. Streetwear starts here. The go-to destination for trends, products and culture for the youth of tomorrow. That sounds like you, Charlie. Neverlandstore.com.au.
Oh, you look good in Lonnie and that.
Beautiful. Again.
Oh, I'm just dropping out there, Chaz. No, I think I think he'd be on point in Lonnie.
On point there, Jim. Wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Why have I got a bad feeling about today's one?
Because you should.
All right, exactly. So I was heading into the toilet. I now, thought Jim, I'd take the phone in with...
Shut up, okay? Fat's
you know, I
a
story
over.
About
no,
going
I don't want to hear
phone.
I'm sick of your stories. I'm up to pussy's bow with your bloody stories, okay? And you tried to get rid of this yesterday.
Good. I did get rid of it.
No, you haven't, what? My friend. Have a listen to Jim trying to get rid of my favourite segment.
The other thing I love about this hour is 5 at 5 whenever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something.
Gone.
No.
Yep, gone.
No.
Nutties.
The people love it.
I went to the bosses. I said, we can't have that crap on the air, and it is gone.
Guess what, Jimmy
That's
boy?
That's exactly what we did.
Guess what?
What?
It's back!
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is bizarre. It's a nice, unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
What's wrong?
We haven't done it yet. No, it is.
What's happened to him? He's trying to do a Ric Flair and he can't get high enough.
5 at 5:14, it is back, Jimmy boy.
I was about to tell a story about going to the toilet with my phone.
Yeah, shit.
And you don't know where it was going.
And I do. This is liquid. It can go anywhere.
We needed a filler.
We did it, Ramsey.
What the hell?
And I think we start at the top.
What's at number 5, Fat?
Joby Watson on Channel 7 Saturday night.
Joby.
He likes
Joby works for us.
And Joby Watson coaching Xavier in footy. It was on Channel 7 Saturday night, and he is captain of Essendon.
The challenge. And if I'm the Bombers midfield group, I'm talking about pressure at the contest. Let's see how much heat we can try and generate. Everyone will eventually feel pressure if we just keep bringing it. Let's try and create really good turnovers.
Kicks to a pack of 4. Durham punches it away from Heaney. Just having a few moments here with the ball inside their attacking half, the Bombers.
I was about to say, if I was the captain of Essendon, that's what I'd be doing, but I was the captain once.
Did a fine job too, Joe. Well, thank you, Duff. Mm. Yeah, there's Joby.
Nice.
Good.
Good man, good broadcaster.
Woo!
How about number 4, Vince?
is it Ric Flair or is it a Formula One car?
Well, that was a Formula One car.
Okay. A Friday huddle. Howie says goodbye to Matty Nix. Unfortunately, calls him Mark Yates.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and the Adelaide Crows tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Coach Cheers. Of the Adelaide Crows, Mark Yates. Up next.
Mark Yates, okay. Coaching the Crows. Is he Yater?
Yeah, he used to play for Melbourne, number 8.
Underrated player, Mark
you
Yates.
Think he was off the line? Yater.
No,
you would have heard that.
You're the ultimate insult.
Graham Yates, aren't you?
Graham Yates.
You've tried to correct our word and you've stuffed it up yourself.
Well, Mark Yates cleaned up.
He cleaned up
Dermot.
Yeah. For the 1999.
Okay. A lot of Yates out there.
I was thinking Brenton Yates because he's about to take over the call team.
So Bill just says what he's about to say before he said it.
That's it. That's a good tease.
It's not a tease.
It's a double tease.
It's the opposite of a tease.
It's a double tease.
This is what you're about to hear.
Howie stuffed it up, then Nath stuffed it up. Come on, Nath. Woo!
What's at number 3, Cocko?
Our friend, Jim, Andy Lee, rang in to the Saturday Rub on Sad day.
Oh. Thank you for support, guys. And in fact, as someone said, they came down specifically because they'd heard me on Bill and JB, and they said, are you going to get Bill in as an ambassador? And I said, oh, because he likes food. He goes, no, because he looks like a dim sim.
Oh,
pear or dim sim? Pear, I heard before.
A pear. Oh. Thumb. Oh, someone told me I look like a thumb. And they sent it in. I actually look like a thumb.
Where is he at? Give us number two, Smack.
Isaac Smith, we love him, we love him. He's been great for Triple M. He's funny. He's got good insight into the game. And fair enough to say, he started really well, Jim, didn't he, with his commentary? Mm-hmm. And he's just dropped off a little bit.
Beauty about their defence as well is that they got a lot of kickers back there.
Yep.
And last year they had those kickers but weren't able to defend. They've shorted up with two extra defenders in their back line, which allows the likes of Burton, Farrell, Broadbent and that to actually take the game on and use their skill, use their strength to be a better side. We're not seeing it at the moment, but we should start to see that in the coming weeks.
Is he, I reckon, Broadbent retired in 2016?
Did he say that, Broadbent?
You know, Broadbent, these sort of players. I was like, what?
All right, that's it.
No, one more.
The boss said he doesn't want any of your weird noises or this crap segment.
Raps.
So we're out.
I don't know if we have enough time.
I've got to go to number one.
Sucked in.
BT.
Tom Gleeson. Coming now.
What do you got at number one?
Noise in this place when it doesn't require noise.
Why is it there, Brian?
The music.
The songs, BT.
Oh, this place.
Entertainment, Brian.
Absolute crap. Just get the footy, kick a goal, and we'll cheer for you. You don't need some rock star belting out some shit tune that they can't otherwise get played.
Oh, Brian wasn't happy.
Not happy.
Have we got enough, Jim?
No, I haven't got enough time.
He spilled his coffee and went on and on about it.
For nearly bugging one of our cameras busy, wasn't happy with him. All right,
that was good.
Fat. That's the last time we hear that. Tom Gleeson in next.
It's the Rush
Hour. Dave Cameron.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brown. That's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Just say g'day, Bill.
How are you? G'day, Bill.
G'day, Jim. How are you? Welcome to the show.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour right now. What a treat. We are joined by award-winning Australian comedian Tom Gleeson, whose brand new show, Gear, is at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, 28th of March. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes the stars of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Every comedian I know is doing charity gig after charity gig to raise money for the firefighters. And then what happens? Pandemic hit. No gigs for 7 months. And did one firefighter lift their finger to help the comedians? No! Not one!
Please welcome Tom Gleeson.
The Gold Logie winner.
Yes.
He's back with us.
That was very popular with comedians, as you can imagine, in the industry.
Yes.
We always get asked to do charity gigs because we don't, you know, we don't have any instruments. We can just turn up and... Yeah, everyone kind of forgot about us there for a while.
How did the firefighters take that?
Well, I don't know. Luckily, a fire hasn't been through where I live. They might just let my house go, I reckon.
That's Tommy. Don't worry about it. Now, the name of your new show at the Comedy Theatre is called Gear.
Gear.
Did you think about that?
Yeah.
So, change of gears?
Gear.
Gear. Gear.
Now, material. It means material.
Yes.
Like sometimes.
Stuff.
Yeah, you go out and you do a show and you say, oh, I'm doing some new gear.
Ah.
You know, sometimes people come on your radio show and they try to work some gear into the chat.
Righto.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
That's not you.
I just like to have a proper conversation. I don't like to work gear into it.
Do you do a quiz?
In my show?
In your show.
No, this is a stand-up show, so I'm doing a one-hour show.
1 hour?
Yeah.
A quiz would take up a bit of that time, but it could be funny.
No, but I'm good at comedy, Billy.
Are you?
Yeah, so I don't need to pad it out.
Righto. So what do you go with?
So you know your jokes that you do in your show.
Yeah,
I do actual good ones.
Oh, where was I the other day? I had them in the rafters. No, not in the rafter. Had them in the aisle.
Oh.
They were loving it.
What did any of that
mean? You don't even know where they're rolling around.
So are you topical, are you? Or are you just asking?
I often reflect on events, I often like see what's happening around me and I put that in the show. Absolutely. But mostly I like to provoke the audience a little bit because, you know, I'll be honest, a lot of them are ABC viewers.
Yes.
There's a lot of people coming across from there and they're pretty easy to rattle, you know what I mean? Often, you know, it's got to be careful. You've got to be careful though, because there was a heat wave a few weeks back, and I think I lost a few during the show.
Yes,
Well, they're a bit older.
They are older.
You haven't done this for a while.
No, I know.
2021.
Ooh. That's right. It's been a while. So that's the other good thing. I've got a larger bank of gear to draw upon.
Right.
So I've got heaps of gear.
What about when you get up with your best gear
yeah.
and it falls flat? You go, oh, shit, well, I'm in trouble.
I would have thought that probably doesn't happen at all.
Well, it could. He hasn't done it for
Thank
4 years.
Thank you.
I would have thought that probably doesn't
people
happen.
People always say, oh, tell us about one of your gigs that have gone badly. And I'm like, they don't because I'm good at it. But you don't say to a surgeon, oh, when'd you kill someone, buddy? Tell us about the time you killed one of your patients and you were inept. It never happens.
It'd be a good story.
Oh, yeah. Would actually.
It fascinates me that you think that happens.
Yeah.
That's like saying to Adele, when did you get up and sing Rolling in the Deep and didn't work?
No, she stuffed it up.
Go, no.
No, a couple of times she's pulled up.
Oh, really? Oh,
she has. Yeah. Adele, I was watching her one day.
Yeah. Oh, I was watching her one day. Yeah. Where were you watching her?
Oh, she was on this lawn and there was a beautiful setting, but she had to stop.
Yeah.
Mid song. Hey, hard quiz. We love hard quiz. Yeah. That's what I do love because you give it to them. Don't you?
Oh yeah, we get all kinds on hard quiz.
Yeah,
and they come with beautiful expert subjects. We've had someone recently came on and their subject was Queensland Premier Joe Bjelke-Petersen.
Oh, geez. And
and this guy was in his 20s. Work that out.
Bloody hell!
And not even from Australia. He moved to Australia and got interested in Queensland politics.
But they loved him up there, didn't they?
Oh, they
remember
absolutely.
Give cheap smokes and all that. They loved him, the Queensland.
Yeah, he was in power for a very long time. It's actually a difficult subject because there's a lot to know.
What else? There are some weird butterflies and all that. There's real weird ones.
Yeah, someone came in with toenails. That was a great night, that one.
Toenails,
yeah. It was a doctor.
Toenails.
How long did that last?
He got to the final round, toenails. I remember that.
I thought you were going to ask, how long are the toenails?
During the middle of that, do you ever think to yourself, how do these people exist?
Oh, sometimes. It's like because the people apply.
Yeah.
So often I come into the office and say, what have we got? And someone just yell out, cremation. I'm working on cremation. And they're like tapping away, writing questions.
Oh, I know.
It's tricky.
Some of them are really good and some aren't. They don't study at all.
Was one I had recently, and it was a bit embarrassing for me because the subject was Doja Cat. Mm. And Doja Cat is an artist that's not played on Triple M, probably played on your sister's station. Very popular artist. Doja but at the Cat. Time we recorded it, I'd never heard of her.
Yeah.
So I just said I didn't. So now I seem a little bit foolish because she's all over the radio now.
Mm.
But this particular contestant, I said to her as a joke, did you come on this show because you think you might get scouted for Married at First Sight? And she said, yes. And she wasn't joking. I was like, things have changed. I was joking, like, as if you'd ever want to be on that show. And she's like, no, that's a career trajectory I'm interested in.
That's amazing.
Have we got any Doja Cat?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Sing along, Tommy.
No,
he said you knew her.
No, I've heard of her and I listen to her. Maths. I don't sing along, though.
He said you. Your favourite artist.
on this, what's her name? Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
So we'll just take a little break with Tommy. Yeah. I've got some questions.
All right.
Yeah. I've got some questions next about the big live show gear.
Oh.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The man with the riz. Here he is. Bill.
Award-winning Australian comedian Tom Gleeson has stuck around, by the way, if you want to see him at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from the 28th of March. You can grab your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
So the writing of the show, do you actually do that? And if so, do you wake at like 2 a.m?
Oh.
Where you've got something that you go, yep, that's bloody funny, and write it down? Or how does it work?
Well, what I do is if I have a thought that's good, I just make a note. And then when I eventually get on stage, I just blow it all out there and just do it as best as I can. Right. And I record it. So I can listen back to it.
Oh, okay. Dear.
So just one thought will drive like 5 minutes of...
Potentially, It might just be a little... It might be as simple as just, I've got a few dodgy opinions. How many can I say in a row? That might be that simple.
I'll tell you why I ask you this question. Because back in my presidential days...
Oh, no, right. Yes.
You have to write speeches, obviously, all the time. And
Did you write them?
Shut up, Fat. I'm talking to Tom.
Yeah.
So I'll write them. And I'd always think I'll just drop a couple of zingers in the first couple of paragraphs just to get the crowd nicely onside.
You're not funny.
You just drop a bit in. That's outside your specialty. During my show, I don't just like drop in a little bit of football admin.
Yes.
No, exactly right. Anyway, my point with it is I would write it on a Tuesday for a Friday night speech.
Oh, yeah.
I'd then get to Friday morning and I'd revisit what I'd written. Mm. shit.
Oh, I see.
Not in the ballpark of funny.
You lost faith in it.
Gone.
Yeah, well, that's it. Sometimes you've got to do it straight away before you've had, before you think, before you've had second thoughts. Yeah, you just got to get it out there and just throw it out. That's the best thing to do, yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. Just a thought.
Yeah, just a thought. Yeah, wow. And I'll think, how long can I stay in this, you know, and that I try to stay in it too long, and then I trim it back usually.
So have you got a place where these thoughts land on you the most? Is it the smallest room in the house in the morning or is it in the car?
And actually, you know what? It is in the car. Often in the car riding my push bike. Often like that's when the thoughts start to, visit.
You ride a push bike?
Yeah.
In the road of the cars like everyone else and go real slow?
I live in the country. I ride on back lanes. There are no cars out there. Yeah, you happy?
In the country where?
Yeah, at Romsey.
Everyone
sees me riding the bike out in Romsey. They probably think I'm listening to a podcast, but actually listening to myself.
You got a bit of land?
Yeah, I live on an acre.
And what, got a donkey and a cat?
No, I don't have a I've got a cat.
Yes.
Yeah, and a motorbike.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. So you are a bit of a country boy.
I live next door to a pub. That's tricky.
The Romsey Hotel.
It just opened.
Yeah, it's been closed for a while.
No, there's a new one called the 1860.
Oh.
And it's better. You know why? It's open. The Romsey Hotel's closed.
First
the 1860 is a great pub, and we love it. It's next door to me. It's tricky. It's it's very close.
You live there.
Yeah.
Why is the other one closed? Just...
It's essentially, I think it got closed because I think there was a dispute over whether they could have pokies or not.
It was a big, to do big with pokies. Blue over pokies.
Who, by way of comedian, are you enjoying at the moment? So if you watch someone else's gear, who are you liking?
Yeah. I really like Bill Burr.
Yes.
I enjoy watching his work. And I saw Dave Chappelle when he came out. Mm. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
And
edgy, Dave?
I love it though.
Yeah, he likes it.
I love a bit of edge.
That's him. There's lots of edge in
Dave. Yeah, I love it.
Who's our man? Stephen K. Amos.
Stephen K. Amos. Oh,
he's in the jungle, Jim.
Is he?
That's why we can't get him on here.
Really?
You've been trying to get him back and you didn't know.
Yeah,
yes.
Not know.
Yes, he's part of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That's right. Stephen K. Amos, I saw him at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. He's fantastic. He's a great act, great improviser.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah, very
improviser.
Good.
Yeah. Where's your gold Logie? At home in Romsey?
Yeah, it's just on my shelf at home.
Really?
Yeah. So if anyone leaves the pub, walks next door.
There it is.
There it is.
Just they can help themselves to it.
Yeah, it's just, it does belong to the people, the gold Logie, because I got it on the ABC.
Yeah, but
I feel like if you're a taxpayer, you kind of own it.
Yeah, but it's yours.
Yeah.
It's got your name on it.
Well, I've got it. But I'm just holding it on behalf of the people.
I told you this before, Tommy. That whole narrative through that build-up and on the night was the greatest thing ever because it's a turd of a night that I don't ever plan to attend again in my life, and you treated it as such and won the main award on the back of it.
It was tricky. When I walked out the back, I'm not going to lie to you, I said to everyone, you're expecting Amanda, weren't you? And they laughed a bit too hard.
Oh, I love it. Where are we seeing this show? Rabbits, give us some details, please.
At the Comedy Theatre. It's called Gear from the 28th of March. You can grab your tickets, comedyfestival.com.au, and see the great Tommy Gleeson.
It's opening weekend is Easter. And my wife and kids, they've decided to go on holiday. They left me here in Melbourne on my own doing my show. So
nothing wrong with that.
Come and keep me company.
That's it.
And also Hard Quiz, by the way.
Wednesdays
ABC and ABC iView from 8 p.m. Tommy, great to see you.
Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Gleeson.
Tom Gleeson on the Rush Hour. Comedyfestival.com.au. Go and grab your tickets.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I guess where I went today.
Somewhere to get money, I'd imagine.
No, no money there.
Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Now, Aaron Finch, my man.
Good show.
Great show. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'm talking about.
Oh, Finch's.
Just had the day at the F1 with him. He's a star.
Yes.
He's going to be joining us. About to head to India to do some commentary for the IPL.
Well
done. And Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z.
Middle of the week. We love that.
Oh, plenty of
footy. Big show, that one. This has been an unbelievably good show.
It has.
And so we finish with a joke that you're taking no responsibility for.
Well, I will today because I like this
one. You like this one.
It's about you.
Okay.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Robot building supplies. Robots got it.
Well done, Dilza. Three blokes sitting around a table, Jim.
Yes.
Out of nowhere, one of them says, you know what? I reckon I've got the smallest hands in the world. The next bloke says, funny about that, I reckon I've got the smallest feet in the world. The last one says, I hate to admit this, but I've got the smallest doodle in the world. So they decide to go see the man in charge of the Guinness Book of World Records, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
First bloke goes in there for 5 minutes, comes out and goes, yes, I got the smallest hands in the world. I'm in the book. Yay. The next one goes in. He's in there for about 15, 20 minutes, Jimmy boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out and says, yes, I'm in the book also. I got the smallest feet in the world. They cheer. Yay. See where this one's heading. Oh, right?
We saw it actually as you started.
The last bloke
4 minutes
in.
Ago, we worked out where this was headed.
The last bloke goes in, Jimmy boy.
And who the hell?
No, he said he was there for a while. He comes out, he's all disheartened, Jim. He's not happy.
Not happy.
He finally goes, who the f*** is James Brayshaw?
There we are. Literally the 14th time you've told it.
I didn't tell it.
And
Dylan's told it.
We worked out where that was headed you started.
You didn't know you thought it was a T intersection. You didn't know where to go.
T intersection.
Who the stuff is James Brayshaw?
Oh, my God.
Doodle. Doodle. No, Brayshaw.
I nearly said Brownlee.
Well done, Dilsa.
Fell off my dinosaur the last time I heard that. That's how old that joke is.
Dilsa.
Oh, Dilsa's fault.
Not my joke.
Not my joke.
Dilsa.
Seriously, Pat.
Seriously.
Something modern.
Oh. Don't blame the pigeon. Pigeon. Oh, you know what happened.
Don't blame the pigeon.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.